Welcome back, my friends! Chef and Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium, my friends. We are having so much fun here. In fact, we're doing something as it is. It is Father's Day, and I know that many fathers out there are going to spend time with their families. They're going to enjoy great food, and nothing says great food like barbecuing. And, you know, I want to call you Chef, because tell us why I should be calling you Chef.
Well, actually, before I became a chiropractor and practiced functional medicine, mm-hmm. I actually went to Culinary Institute of America and became a chef, and practice cooking, I guess, for 6 years, and ran a couple of restaurants in Miami. I got a little tired of washing dishes, and so I decided to move to a different leg. But because I still love cooking, I still teach it. So we actually do teach a lot of these cooking recipes to the patients, because the two big things people ask me for is, where do I get it, how do I cook it, and do those things. So we do shopping tours for the patients. We actually show them how to read labels, how to understand what the food means, and then show them how to cook something that tastes good and is healthy for their body.
You know, when you and I first talked this morning about it, because we've known each other for quite a while here at Cutter's, but I never really reached out to you because we didn't have a lot in common. You a bastion of health, and me a bastion of bastion. And but we talked today, and you said some things that were quite amazing. I was very, very impressed with your commentary about your culinary background. I think that really complements. And I learned something about chiropractic I did not really know. You have taken a very critical side of the industry, and you have expanded on it much farther than most do. Yeah. And it's something that the medical doctors today don't really get involved in. Could you go into a little bit of why people need to listen? Because you really have a lot to say.
Well, the hardest part is, you know, as a chiropractor, people, first of all, don't really understand what chiropractic is. I know they get the back and the neck pain concept, uh-huh. but chiropractors study as much nutrition as almost working on the skeletal system. And that nutrition, if you want to go further into it, you can. And I chose to because I have a passion for food. So we basically incorporated and integrated the best of both worlds and brought medicine and chiropractic and alternative therapies together so we could provide the patient with everything they need in one place. And so a lot of the misconceptions, you know, that come out there about chiropractic and, you know, that people get scared, there's some rumors about it. I don't stress that as much. You got to give people a lot of room to make better decisions, take their own time to do it instead of pressing them into something. But the role of a chiropractor is to help the body function, and that's it.
And here's what's critical, Doc, is that you are taking a very critical aspect of that profession, and you're really taking it to another level because you have the ability to do so. And because of that, you explain to me in layman's terms that I could understand the importance of the membrane of a cell and how things are affected by that, and why the things you're doing have helped Chef Eric, have helped his daughter, and have helped hundreds of people in the Atlanta area.
Well, not to get too technical on this, because obviously I don't want to confuse people, but if you don't heal at the cellular level, which is the smallest particle we can affect as doctors, you can't really fix the body. And where medicine tends to reach a certain point through medication and surgeries, it's still healing from the outside in, not from the inside out. And if you don't heal at that cell level, you're not going to get help to the body. So the membrane of the cell, which is like a wall, improper to call it that way, but helps explain, is the real key, the intelligence of the body. So it decides what goes in and out of that cell, and the foods you consume are the key to fixing that. So if you're eating a standard American diet of white flour, white sugar, and sodas, and all the junk food out there, that cell membrane is going to be congested, almost like you have a head cold, and nothing can get in and out. So the body will start to fall ill, and you'll start to see the signs and effects of that.
And unlike a head cold where you can just blow the stuff right out.
You can't do that with the cell.
Yeah, I tried. I tried it. But, you know, you can't get a Kleenex that small.
Yeah, that would be quite small.
On a molecular level. But tell people real quickly, and we'll do this throughout the show, if people want to learn more, and they're going to learn more here today, but how do they, this is your chance for what we call in Radio Biz a cheap and shameless plug. tell us about your practices and how people can get in touch with you.
Well, the easiest way is if they do want to call, they can. We have a 24-hour hotline that people can call in to get questions but also make appointments if they want to. And we usually don't charge people for the consult, actually, which is something rare. We do them in others. But the number is 678-688-9996. You can call. You will reach someone, and they can actually make an appointment or answer questions for you. Or you can go to our website at www.renewhealthmedical.com, all one word, and learn about myself and the other doctors that I work with and the specialties we function in.
Chef Eric, now tell us very quickly your recipe, what you did, and what they're going to get a chance to sample that's actually looks delicious.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you think so. It's a great recipe, actually. I love it. And what we did is we started out with four bell peppers, green bell peppers, and just cut around the stem of it, hollow it out so you've got a nice big sort of cup there. Then I took a pound of bison, 4 ounces of raw cheddar cheese. Now, tell me about the raw cheddar cheese.
The reason why we want raw cheese is not just to get the health benefits of cheese, and cheese is not bad for you. Cheese is loaded with great nutrition, and the fats are the key to that for healing that cell membrane.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. God made fat for a reason. It's there to heal. But when you don't pasteurize cheese, you keep the nutrients intact. And as long as it's from a grass-fed cow, it's a safe breed. Now, if your cow's sitting in a trough with all the other cows sitting in the poop and the pee all day, I wouldn't want to eat that actual cheese. So there's a difference. But as long as it's from a grass-fed cow, that cheese has a tremendous amount of nutrition for you.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
Now you put it that way. And there's a couple of strains. We'll talk about this later, but a couple of strains of cows and sort of what the difference is between what most of us have been drinking for a little while and the other stuff out there. We'll talk about in the next segment. But basically, going on this recipe here, what I did is we took the bison, a pound of bison, 4 ounces of the raw cheddar cheese, about 4 ounces, maybe 6 of quinoa or quinoa, however you want to pronounce it. It's a whole grain. You get an organic version of it. You can also use sprouted brown rice in the recipe as well. Which I could not find in the store, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it is hard to find sprouted ingredients.
Yeah, that's the only one I actually couldn't find in the store, so we did pretty well there. And then I added a little bit of the liquid aminos from Bragg, and anyone who has gluten intolerance knows about these liquid aminos. It tastes like soy sauce.
It looks like soy sauce.
Yeah, it looks like soy sauce. Tastes like great. Gives some great salty flavor to the foods, but it's all soy protein based. And, you know, it's not...
Can I add something really quick? And the reason why we use Bragg's is because it's actually fermented. And soy gets a lot of heat because soy is an estrogen-dominant producer. So for women who may be worried about breast cancer and eating soy things, this is actually safe because it's fermented, like tofu or tempeh. It actually is safe for the body in the soy content.
So, and let me know, and to let you know, too, when you're at Cutter's and people use the word fermented... There are many people here that appreciate fermentation.
That is
different form of fermentation.
Well, I don't. It might be, but fermentation is fermentation.
So anyway, I also have in here garlic, about 2 to 3 cloves of garlic that's minced. I've got blah blah blah. Let's see, what am I missing here?
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Now enough of that. Oh, black olives. So I've got about 1/2 cup of black olives that I chopped up. And I think that's about it. And then what we do is, the final ingredient, 1 can of tomato sauce, a 15-ounce can of tomato sauce. And you mix that all together, and you get this great sort of, you know, meat mixture that looks really good. I mean, I kind of feel like scraping the remains up here and going off and grilling it or something. I don't know if that would work. But what we did is we then stuffed it into the bell peppers, added another can of tomato sauce to the bell peppers, to the pot around the bell peppers, and then added water to bring it up to about 3/4 of the height of the bell peppers. So that's now sitting on the stove. We're going to bring that to a boil and then bring it down to a simmer. And the reason I did this one first is this is going to take somewhere around 45 minutes or so to cook.
Well, there's excitement abounding here at Cutter's. I mean, after the big party last night, it's amazing anybody's still here today. But they are. They keep coming in because Cutter Cigar Emporium is the place to come when you're having a great time. And how are we going to prove that? Coming up next, we're going to have the general manager partner, Frank Madonna, is going to come and in his own unique New Yorkian way, explain to us exactly how he took this beautiful place and built it into a fantastic place where all of us are still welcomed. At least most of us still are. It's all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about celebrating the good life. My friends, there is no place on earth that celebrates a good life like Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. You come here, your family. Once you're familia, you've made it, baby. And no one makes it like you make it at Cutter's. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Alpharetta, Georgia.
Woo!